We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Roger, you said during Super Bowl week that you would have to innovate to on the kickoff to get to the point where you could get more returns.
We did that, Mark?
Are you satisfied that this model that's out there will increase returns and also keep the injury rate somewhere that you find acceptable?
Yeah, I think it will. But I say that, Mark, with a little bit of hesitation that I think we're still going to have to tinker with it. I think it's one of those things when you get it in play, you look at things and you will reevaluate that as the season's going on. And if it's appropriate to make changes in the future, we will. So I think it'll be a big improvement. I think it will bring the play back into, a relevant play, an important play, and an exciting play. And I think we can do it where the injury rate hopefully will drop. By the way, I just give a lot of credit for the innovation. It's not yours truly. The innovation, really, I would give a lot of credit to the special teams coaches. They really did a great job. They worked together. They were in sync with our competition committee and us. And so I give a lot of credit to them.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell there. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Yeah, by the way, those special team coordinators, they came up with a plan because they didn't want to lose the kickoff return. Losing half their friggin' job, man. No question about it. Ben Volen, Boston Globe senior NFL writer at the owners' meetings in Orlando and joins us. Ben, how you doing, bud?
Big dog, what's up, my man?
Hey, not too much. By the way, I like the kickoff return. What do you think of it?
I like it, too. I like that they're putting their heads together and coming up with something innovative, and they're not afraid to try something new. It's going to look weird. As Goodell said there in that clip, there are going to be some issues. There are going to be some things to tweak. But it's good for the game. The kickoff return is one of the most exciting plays in the game when your team breaks one. Nothing changes momentum and fires up the crowd like that. It had been basically a dead play the last few years.
Yes.
I think there were 13 kickoffs in the Super Bowl, and they all went for touchbacks. So, Rich, the competition committee said, we have 2,000 plays where one guy is doing something, the kicker, and everyone else is just standing around. So this is good for the NFL. And it's just on a one-year trial basis, and they're going to be monitoring it closely, and I'm sure throughout the preseason and training camp we'll be looking to tweak some things. So I think it's a very good start for the NFL.
What do you think of swivel, hip, drop, tackle? Sounds like a song. Swivel, hip, drop, tackle. What do you think of it? What do you think?
Maybe a song from your era there, Big
yeah,
Dog.
Yeah, no, the hip drop.
Back in the day.
Exactly.
You know?
Good point.
Back in the day. you know what? I don't understand all the people complaining about it. It's such an obvious danger and injury risk. The NFL continuously cites the stat that, the hip drop tackle, specifically where the defender kind of unweights himself, comes off his feet, and then lands on the back of the ball carrier's leg. It's an injury rate of 20 to 25 times a typical tackle. Every week they were seeing one or two of those, and it would cost guys a multi-week injury, potentially season-ending injury, yep. Ankles, knees, broken legs. Just it was a bad deal all the way around. And, it's going to make defensive players' lives tougher, and they'll adjust. They'll come up with new techniques. I feel like we hear the
screw the defense, man. Screw, we don't care about you guys. We want more points.
We do, and I'll tell you what, scoring is more exciting, and the league the last 2 years, the scoring's been down, the product feels like it's suffered a little bit. So, they need more scoring, they need more offense. But really, it's about health and safety. And too many of these tackles were leading to significant injuries.
Yeah. You will admit, though, because it's going to be harder to make tackles, right, with the quarterback situation and now this, and especially smaller defensive backs that need to wrap around and kind of drop their weight to tackle guys. And by the way, our best player got hurt off this, and Tyreek Hill. He was never the same after he got one on a screenplay outside.
So there you go. I mean, what's better for the league? You know, have defenders making sure they can have this technique, or having a healthy Tyreek Hill for the playoff run and, you know, the stretch drive in the most important games of the season. So it was a technique that was too hard. And look, these guys will adjust. We always hear this type of complaining when they, you know, outlaw, you know, hits to the quarterback and, you know, it's always hand-wringing. Why don't we make this flag football? They'll adjust. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. Everybody goes. We always go back to that one. Right after or before sissy. It's a sissy game. They do the flag football thing. Yeah, we always get that. Hey, what do you think about Wednesday, Christmas football this year? That's a weird one. So tell me guys aren't going to have to play like 3 days later. They're not going to do that, right?
I believe the plan is they're going to have two games on Christmas, and all four of those teams will play on the previous Saturday. So it's similar to a Sunday, Thursday type of rest situation. Excuse me. The NFL continuously says that they have no data suggesting that these Thursday night games, these short rest games, are any more dangerous, produce any more injuries than your typical 7-day rest schedule. So they're going to continue to cram as many games into as many windows as they can, and they have taken on the NBA and they have won. They have taken over Christmas from the NBA, and this is, you know, if the fact that they're doing it on a Wednesday, the hardest day of the week to play football, a day they said they would never do it, and here they are, shows you that there's nothing that they wouldn't consider at this point.
Too many people sitting at home as families, too many people around that TV on that day. So Ben, I got to ask you. It's kind of new to you, so I don't know how you're handling this now that Brady is gone and now you've had your first-round quarterback bust. What's it been like up there, and what are they going to do with that first pick?
Well, it's certainly a new day in Foxborough with a new head coach in Gerard Mayo, a new front office boss in Elliott Wolf, and pretty soon I think a new first-round quarterback, whether it's Jaden Daniels, Drake May. I see J.J. McCarthy getting a lot of buzz, although everything I read about him just makes me think, you know, maybe this isn't fair, but he sounds like Mac Jones 2.0 a little bit as far as not being the best athlete.
Right.
And the Patriots, they need a prototype. And to me, Drake May is the prototype. 6'4", 220, cannon of an arm, you know, can make plays. He's only 21 years old. It's hard to say which way they'll go. I think if a team offers them a huge trade offer, you know, whether it's the Vikings or someone else, I think they'll consider that because they are a team that needs as many picks as possible. They need a starting quarterback, a starting left tackle, a number one receiver. Like, they need building blocks, and so they need picks. But they still need to come away from the first round with a quarterback.
Yes.
If you go into this season with Jacoby Brissett and Bailey Zappe, that's a tough sell for the fans, and that's a tough sell for the players in the locker room. So they've got to, you know, whether it's just staying at three and taking whoever falls to them or trading down and making sure they get a McCarthy or a Nix or a Penix, they've got to come away with a first-round quarterback.
Hey, I was curious, the Patriots documentary, Dynasty, how's that gone over with the fan base as well as some of the people in the organization?
Yeah, I think it's been a little bit of a different feedback than the Crafts maybe expected. It's been pretty negative, I would say, and Maybe that's not fair. Maybe you only hear the negative reaction. You don't hear all the people who are really praising the series. And it is fascinating, and it does delve into a lot of drama. And they get players talking crap about Bill Belichick, and Robert Kraft dumps all over Bill Belichick. And it is, I mean, and there are some, they unearth some new interviews, some new information. They show some stuff from the locker room. Like, it is very compelling. But, man, is it slanted and one-sided. It is the Kraft's version of events. They are just dumping all over Bill Belichick, blaming him for the Eagles Super Bowl loss with Malcolm Butler, blaming him for Brady leaving. And, you know, a lot of people have been upset. You know, your hardcore Patriots fans have been upset that the series focuses on the scandal and the controversy and not so much, you know, the winning streaks right. and the Super Bowls. And then you have a lot of people who are upset with the depiction of Bill Belichick. I was told NFL Films kind of backed off contributing to the project because they felt it was very slanted against Bill Belichick and they have a good relationship with him. So, you know, Robert Kraft yesterday at the owners' meetings, he's telling reporters, boy, I was disappointed. I was hoping he'd be a little more positive. It's like, this is your project. This, you know, it's copyright Kraft Dynasty 2024, and it's the authorized version of events as told by Robert Kraft. So I think the feedback is certainly, I think, more negative than he anticipated.
I got to ask you, because, you know, Tom Brady's down here now. What's the relationship with Belichick and Brady? Does anybody know? I know Tom said nice things when Belichick found out he was gone, and thanks for everything you've done for me, coach. But then I hear some of those guys coming out saying, Belichick treated Brady like crap. I mean, it's one thing to, like, make a point that you're going to treat everybody the same. But when a guy gets to a certain point in his career and he's that great, don't you leave it alone a little bit?
Well, so Brady was pretty critical of Belichick in the Dynasty piece. And, you know, if you go, but there were comments last week by Rodney Harrison and Devin McCourty where they said they were disappointed and they felt duped that, you know, they sat down for 6 hours of interviews and they said all these great things and told all these great stories and said many nice things, but only the negative got used. And I would bet you the same is kind of with Brady when he's talking about Belichick, because outside of this documentary, every other time we've heard from Brady the last couple of years, he's been really glowing of Bill Belichick. And I give Brady a lot of credit. I mean, the relationship had clearly deteriorated by the end of his run with New England, and Belichick definitely was the impetus for Brady, you know, leaving and going to Tampa. But Brady has really been over the top in praising Belichick since then, saying he never would have been the quarterback he was without him, and he taught him so much. And he really, if you go back and look at a lot of his comments the last 2 years, Brady's been very highly, you know, praised of Belichick. And when the Bucs came to Foxborough to play after the game, Brady and Belichick escaped into the locker room and hung out for 25 minutes by themselves, just kind of chopping it up. So I think the relationship is in an okay place considering, you know, everything that happened there at the end. And I would bet you that a lot of the comments that Brady said nice about Belichick probably didn't make the episode.
We're running out of time here, and I really appreciate you coming on. I know you've had a busy few days. So do you think that Belichick gets another head coaching job?
I'm leaning towards no. I think it's a young man's game right now. You look at the ages of these head coaches, they're in their late 30s or early 40s. You know, obviously Belichick, the way it ended in New England, wasn't good, and he's got a reputation for being, you know, non-cooperative necessarily and kind of grumpy. And plus, like he ran into this in Atlanta, Arthur Blank, the owner, wanted him, but no one else in the building wanted him because Belichick comes in and he's probably replacing a lot of them. So Arthur Blank ultimately chose his guys over Belichick. And I think, you know, if he had trouble getting a job at 71 this offseason, I think he's going to have even more trouble next year at 72. So I think he's going to enjoy retirement. He's going to enjoy having his weekends back. Yep. He's going to find ways to contribute to NFL Films and Peyton Manning's production company and all this stuff. So I personally think Belichick is done coaching, but I've been wrong before, and we'll see how things play out.
Hey, Ben, thank you, bud. Really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. It's like you're back here in South Florida again. I appreciate it.
Oh, wish I were a big dog. Thanks so much, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.